USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At a news conference, the Trump administration announced a new round of economic sanctions against Iran in response to the regime's missile attacks on Iraqi military bases hosting U.S. and coalition forces. The sanctions were announced by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
Today's sanctions are part of our commitment to stop the Iranian regime's global terrorist activities. The President has been very clear. We will continue to apply economic sanctions until Iran stops its terrorist activities and commit that it will never have nuclear weapons.
Trump, in a statement delivered after Mnuchin and Pompeo spoke, said the sanctions will have a major impact on the Iranian economy and they will remain until the Iranian regime changes its behavior. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
A California woman allegedly threatened to bomb a Catholic all-girls school in Washington, D.C. after it announced it would include articles on same-sex marriages in its alumni magazine. Sonia Tabizda is charged with obstructing religious exercise and making interstate bomb threats for allegedly saying she would burn, bomb, and kill the people at Georgetown Visitation Prep School, which has more than 500 students in grades 9 through 12. A judge ordered her held in jail until a court proceeding later in the month. At least two people were killed at an elementary school in northern Mexico. A armed student had arrived at the school, and the armed student and a teacher were the fatalities. Five other students and another teacher were wounded, and school shootings are very rare in Mexico. The incident was reminiscent of another in January 2017 in the northern city of Monterrey. In that case, a student opened fire. He killed a teacher and wounded two students. The shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This season's flu continues to hit children and young adults particularly hard, with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reporting there have been twice as many pediatric flu deaths than the same time last year. What's more, a second strain of the virus that more commonly infects younger people is becoming more widespread. Experts say this year's flu could end up being less severe overall based on two indicators: hospitalizations and deaths. That's because this season's virus strains are hitting younger, healthier people. This past week, the CDC received five new reports of children who died from the flu, bringing the number of pediatric flu deaths to 32 so far this season. The agency estimates that 9.7 million people have had the flu this season, with 4,800 deaths reported so far. 49 states, plus Washington, D.C., and U.S. territories, are reporting either regional or widespread flu activity. Hawaii is the sole exception. The final eight teams are ready to play this weekend for their chance to make the Super Bowl, with Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings at the San Francisco 49ers, the number one seed in the NFC. The Tennessee Titans play the AFC's number one seed, the Baltimore Ravens. On Sunday, it's the Houston Texans at Kansas City and the Seattle Seahawks with Russell Wilson at Lambeau Field against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.